Welcome to our first episode of Sleon and Kirk. My name is Santiago Leon. I'm based in Miami, and we got Colin Kirk. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, sir?
Good, good. You know, this podcast is something that Colin and I have been talking about for the past, past year, actually, now thinking about it. And I interviewed Colin in my other podcast, the Sleon Productions podcast, back in 2021 in the fall. And we were talking, and Colin, you found me, I believe, online through Facebook, right?
I did. It's Podcast Nation or one of those big Facebook groups. When I was recording with Anchor all the time, I was like, check this cat out. My boy Santiago Leon has a lot of things going on here. Let's check him out. And we just developed a friendship from there.
Exactly. We will probably talk to each other for the past year and a half on phone, and we would just chat, you know, hey, what's up here and there. And we have a lot in common. I think, you know, one of the main things we have in common is entrepreneurship.
That is 100%. And we both put Jesus Christ first too. You know, you every single day you have the Insta Bible app, and that previous, that's a reminder for everyone. You know, I think that's very touching.
No. Yeah. Very. I developed that app back in 2013. And I just, well, one of my friends, actually, Merrick Lee, which we can have him in the future. He got into app development. I was like, man, I mean, if he can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
You know,
he gave you the inspiration that you could. Yeah.
Big time. And we had long conversations, like our conversation. And I just went for it. And then I said, look, why not be inspirational and develop a Bible app?
Did you know in high school that you were going to do apps and webs and podcasting?
Well, in high school, I took programming courses. And when I took those courses, I knew this was the future. Not just for me particularly, but just like this could be the industry standard. Because back then in high school, like, my parents will tell me, everyone actually in my class would say, you got to be a lawyer or you got to be a be in like the medical field to succeed. Uh-huh. And I still had that belief system in college. And then it happened. I took courses in high school, took some more courses in college.
Uh-huh.
And then after college, you still got to continue to learn. It's not, probably most developers have to learn, like all the Google developers, Apple developers are probably still learning new code, new innovative stuff. So I never knew back then, to answer your question. But I'm glad I did it, because it feels like everyone needs to code these days.
Yeah, that's what my brother does. He's a software engineer, and he's been programming for about 10 years as well, if not more.
That's awesome. Now, before we get into our goals, let's do a brief intro. I already kind of give an intro, but I'll give my full one after yours.
Okay. My name's Colin Kirk. I am from Knoxville, Tennessee. And it's kind of hard to pinpoint what my profession is, because I've done everything. I've been a car insurance agent. I've been a realtor. I've been a landlord. I've been a marketing brand ambassador. But now with, and this is, we're going to say this for the next episode, but my health is not as good. I'll discuss more of that on the next episode. And yeah, I truly want to build a podcast where we touch people, we make money, and we have fun. You know, that's the name of the game.
I like your full honesty and our blueprint, blueprint plans, I guess. I'm kidding.
Yes, that's it.
Which is good to be transparent, you know, it's always a good thing. As I said before, my name is Santiago Leon. I'm based here in Florida. I grew up in an entrepreneurial family. My grandparents owned their clothing store. My dad had his own paralegal services, business consulting. And then I got into entrepreneurship thanks to the 2008 recession. To be honest, I had difficulty finding jobs. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe my resume wasn't good or just plain, you know, entry level stuff. And I just started, hey, let me just do web development. And I knew this one actress at college. It was towards the end of the semester. It was actually after the semester was over. And she needed a website. And I said, okay, I'll do it. And I'll just charge you whatever, a couple $100. Yeah. And she's like, yes, let's do it. And I did it. And that was, and she was my first client. And then grew from there. And then I started, you know, going networking meetings. And then I obviously from then I started my company Sleon Productions, which is my first letter of my first name. And the rest is my last name, Leon. So Sleon Productions. And I've been doing it for the past 12 years, actually 13, 14.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to get to like this whole new year. And every time I write dates, like I remember put 23 instead of 22. And yeah, I just had that drive to do it, meeting people. Now it's, to be honest, Colin, now like networking is fine. It's good. But I've been doing a lot of putting money into advertisement online. So that's been working out well. New ways, but yeah, no, it's and then I'm also became a podcaster. I worked in college radio. When I was in college, obviously I was always into radio. Now the new thing is podcasting. I reinitiated like the whole podcast thing back in 2016, at the end of 2016, and I just went away. I started my technology podcast, Leon Productions. And then a year later, I did the sportscast, and I just love broadcasting, always knew that was my thing. And now we're here today with my third show, Sleon and Colin and Kirk.
Yes, sir. And this is the one that's going to prevail. It's just going to take some time, but it will prevail.
There you have it. All right. So let's begin with our goals. I guess we could go one after the other. Like I'll name one and then you say yours and then you can comment on it or we just, you know, go on to the next point. So let me read my first one. Increase business revenue by 10 to 20%.
That's your 2023 goal.
That's my first one out of the six.
Okay. Well, you know, that's definitely achievable, and you know you're going to hit it because you're rocking with the Kirk sauce here. So
exactly, we're in this podcast, so it could help.
There's a 10% add-in value right there. I'm just kidding. I don't have my goals written out yet. We're here doing a podcast. I'm slacking, but my number one goal this year is to get my health to 100%. You know, and that's really the only thing I've been focused on because I still got my personality. I still got my wits about me, but I got a lot of things that I gotta, that it takes going to several doctors. It takes finding the right balance by doing blood work, you know, and the doctors have to analyze and see what it is that's going to make me 100% again. But goals are important. It's interesting how there's different theologies of goals. You know, some people think, oh, you need to set stuff that's reasonable. And then there's other people that say you need to slam it to the wall and go 100%. And like, it's not even attainable. And they're right in both realms. It depends on where you are in your state of mind or how young you are. There's a lot of factors in goals.
Yeah. And you know, obviously to measure how realistic the goal can be. For example, you know, I knew someone, two people actually, which is kind of weird. They their goal for 2022 was to read 10 books.
Yeah.
One of them exceeded it by 5 books, and the other one missed it by 1. You know, and okay, one they overdid it. The other one missed their mark, but just one goal though.
Yeah.
But then there's some unrealistic goals, like maybe become a billionaire. That could be unrealistic at times.
Yeah, especially in that quick of a time frame, you know. And if you haven't figured out how to make $100,000, you better figure out how to make $100,000 before you try to make $1 million, let alone $1 billion, you know, a B with $1 billion. So you have to be well thought out, I guess. You have to think things through.
Very good point. A very good point of this podcast. My second goal that I made for 2023 is monetize and content marketing. What is content marketing? Well, for the past year or two, I have been studying about how people making money on blogs and even podcasts, also videos, YouTube. And it is I would call it a hidden gem, Colin.
Yeah.
I listen to a few podcasts and I follow some blogs, and it has that vibe of real estate in a way. People that, how do you make money on your blogs and YouTube? Well, pretty much it's advertisement or affiliate marketing. So some people, you know, will put placement ads in their website and they drive traffic inside that website, or they add some of affiliate marketing, meaning if you add a link to purchase a podcast microphone, you can make 10% commission. But I mean, I've heard people making $10,000. I heard one case, $100,000 a month. And what drives content marketing is traffic. And there's a lot of steps to it. I could, you know, probably say it in 30 seconds. Pretty much, you know, doing keyword research, things like that. What can get those users to find your website, stay in your website, and hopefully click on one of the links? So that's something that I've been looking at for the past year or two, which I know it will come into fruition. And I have made some money in content marketing. But I want to increase it to make it passive, like real estate. I know you have experience with real estate, and it's still a proven concept, passive income, but you could do it digitally with websites.
That's true, because we're all connected in this world wide web, you know, and you have to have the wherewithal to pick, you know, figure out how to do it. And that's why we're here. That's why we're doing this podcast, because, you know, it also takes network. It goes back to the basics again, more networking, more relationships. How are they doing it? Kanye West has kind of brought this to a lot of light. How are they writing their contracts? You know, what are these? You know, he's not going word for word, but he's exposing them to the world right now, and people are turning their back against them. They know there's pretty much a well-oiled machine built in that you got to tap into if you want to make big money off this. You know, it always gets simplified, but there's in contracts that make things so complicated that the average person can't really wrap their mind around it.
You got to read the small print, don't you?
Yes, every word matters. I mean, every word. So, what's your third goal, Santiago?
Well, you didn't go to number two. Your second goal.
We're going back and forth. Okay,
we're going back and forth.
My second goal is just, it's boring to the world, but it's exciting to me. But to get to know Jesus better, I am strengthening my relationship with Him at a rate faster than ever, because I've already made a lot of money, you know, that's like, okay, that's cool. But now I'm on to a new chapter. You know, don't get me wrong. You got to make money to survive. But I think right now for me, my most important thing is to get to know who Jesus Christ is better.
And what prompted you to get into this mode?
My mother passed away 9/27/2022, and I immediately flew down to Kansas to see, you know, what's going on here. And that just so happened the following week, our church every 6 months that we have what's called General Conference, and it's where the apostles and profit and general authority speak. And it was really interesting how me and my stepfather, we were talking in the kitchen or talking outside. As soon as somebody would come and as soon as a speech would begin, his eyes would be glued to the screen. And just the way I watched him watch the conference, something in my spirit drove me. I need to figure out what are they talking about here? And anyways, so I've just put the pedal to the metal and stayed on the straight and narrow path, which is what Jesus wants us to do anyways.
Which I have been a witness to that. If you follow Colin's social media, he's been posting a lot of spiritual stuff and very encouraging as well. And that sometimes, you know, there's moments in life where you hit yourself a little bit, where you dip a bit, they say. Mm-hmm. And that's a good moment to go after God. Usually people that are successful, they're like, you know, nothing's going on, they don't go after God typically. Like, yeah, I mean, everything's fine. I got my house, I got my car, I got whatever. But sometimes you gotta get yourself a little bit, I mean, hit a little bit, go into some periods where, hey, you know, I need to stop. I need to listen to God because I can't do it on my own. And yeah, there could be moments where you are going good and maybe you're grateful with all that. But yeah, no, good point. And I would add that to my list, actually. And I'm probably going to impromptu that to grow my spiritual life as well. I'm also a Christian, and it's always important to go deep. Sometimes we go to the deserts at times, and you just want to, like, you're just trying to, you know, search for God. And that's something that I always put that on my list, get stronger in the Word and have a stronger relationship. So my third goal, which has been my goal for the past couple of years, but hopefully this year might be it, is to buy property. I'm renting now, but hopefully buy my own piece of property. It could be a condo, a villa, or a single family home. Hopefully get that done early by the first half of this year. That's always the goal. That's something that I've been striving for, but I think I'm close. So we'll see.
My only advice to you on that is go with the latter of the three. Do a single family home, because condo or the other ones, someone else can still control what's going on. They control how you paint your house. They control how high the grass can get. You know, it's just petty stuff. Sometimes, you know, and sometimes they're there for a good reason. But, you know, give it an idiot too much power, they're going to abuse it. And more times than not, that happens in these homeowner associations.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. That's fascinating, and I hope you do it, because you will realize the freedom that comes with owning your own house. Those are my two main. You know, I only got two. I think you had six or seven. So you're definitely more ambitious than I am this year. Oh,
okay, so you're done with your goals already.
Yeah, those are my only two main goals this year.
Cool. Okay, so I'll just read out the rest that I had. Well, I'll just read out the rest, and if you need to add and any extra ones during the show, go ahead. If not, okay. Those two are enough. All right. So I said buy property. My next goal is increase sportscast coverage and views. Sportscast is another podcast that I run. It's a sports network that I run with a couple of guys. We have about three shows, and actually four shows. And we've moved the needle the past couple of years. Sportscast started in 2018 as a hobby. And I grew it since. It's a website, it's a podcast, it's also an application. And yeah, we've increased a little bit, but I want to go. Have you heard of Dave Portnoy and his Barstool Sports website?
I have not, but I'm noticing that your channel is growing, and I see all the guys that you're working with. You know, you got a solid 5 or 6 man crew. You know, which is good. You know, you started as a hobby, now you're building it. So
yeah, and we made some money. And you know, it's interesting because this is like the most interesting project I've ever gone into, because to get into group project is difficult, like from a school project to a business project. It's hard to get
cats. Yeah,
exactly. But I never seen so much interest in sports. You're not much of a sports guy, right? You're more of like a Tennessee only. That's it.
No, I used to be a big sports guy. Just prosperity, wealth, and everything else took over. I got nominated best defensive tackle for my school. You know, I played varsity basketball, and, you know, ran track. I used to be in the sport, but I don't sit around and talk about everybody, because most people around here, they're like, back in high school, that's all I do, you know, and they're 30 years old. To me, that's degrading. Yeah, I just talked about it, but I don't think, like, you should dwell there, you know. Some people peaked in high school is what I'm saying, and so it's hard for me to just be like, but yeah.
Yeah, sports is interesting, because I kind of realize a lot of people are into sports. And got so much interest to it. People, hey, yeah, let me do a show. Let me help you out. I was like, oh, great. This is easier. Because I've seen tech projects, hard to get people involved, you know, things like that. But this was interesting. So we'll see how that goes. My other one is, this is more on the personal side of things. And I'm going to read it out loud, I guess. I've been reading a lot about relationship books. Well, more like personal growth, I guess, is also part of it. And there's a book called Atomic Attraction and the Ways of the Superior Man. So that might be under the read more books category goal. I've been doing a lot of reading from the Kindle and also listening to audiobooks. Which one's better, you ask? I think a little bit both. Sometimes with audiobooks, I can be listening, but I'm like in like audio, like audio listen, meaning that yes, I'm listening, but I'm not comprehending it. Like I'm like, you know, thinking of something else, or like I'm like exercising and I forget what I'm like listening to. Yeah. Versus reading, that can happen the same thing. I could be on auto read and not comprehend it, but if I'm in a good mode, I know I'm able to focus. I used to be worse when I was younger, but I got better.
But yeah.
And are you a book reader as well?
Yeah, I'm like you. I like to switch it up. Some days I'm not much of an e-reader because I feel like that hurts my eyes. I mean, I will, but I like to read like one article a day, or, you know, a couple articles. But I'm old school. I either want to do the hardback book, or I love audible.com, you know. I can put those in and just, you know, I set aside 3 to 5 chapters that I'm going to really dial in on, and then I do it. That's kind of my mechanism to avoid tuning out, because it is easy to just tune out of the audio.
You know what I've been seeing people, or hearing what people have been doing, they've been reading and listening at the book at the same time. So you're reading the book, and then you're listening to the audiobook at the same time. Yep. That's pretty cool. And I heard you comprehended better.
I believe that 100%. And I guess I do that sometimes, but not always. But sometimes people fast forward it. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, times 2, I cannot do that. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe after one read, I may do that for the second or third read. Maybe, but I don't get it.
You can't do it either? Okay.
I don't think I can do it. I mean, but at the same time, I haven't tried it either. But it doesn't sound like it's going to be good for me. I've tried it for a podcast, but I was trying to like fast forward the podcast because I need to get through it. That's the only time I've, you know.
It's just too robotic. It's just like, da, 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 da. And, you know, your mind, you're like, I'm wanting to learn. I don't want to hear, you know, chitter chatter. So
exactly. All right. My last goal is, this goal happened, I had this goal about a couple years ago, travel. And I'm going to implement it again this year. I got a few places in mind, like Las Vegas. I have not been there. And I've not been to California.
Oh, wow.
I would visit either San Fran or L.A. Probably L.A. first.
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard good things about San Francisco.
Yeah, it's becoming a mess down there, so be careful. But I highly recommend going. You can only read so much from a book about place. Eventually, your mind and your person, you need to physically go there to experience it. So I encourage you. My mom would always be like, "Oh, you don't want to go to those places. They're just blah 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 blah." But I am thankful in 2020 and in 2012 actually, Dell flew me out there for training. It was kind of cool, but. You
work for Dell.
I did work for Dell for about almost 6 months. They used to sell the laptops inside of malls, like around a kiosk. But Dell decided to quit doing that. But it was a really, really, really great experience.
All I see in Dell right now is online stuff. I don't see them. I don't see them in person. I don't see no stores.
Yeah, they don't have any physical footprint anymore.
It's incredible. Yes.
I got in there right as they were transitioning.
Yeah, they were a very successful company. Yeah, so traveling is a big thing. I have some friends in Vegas and some family in Vegas, so Vegas would be ideal. I mean, I'll know people there. Uh-huh. You recently went on a cruise. You do some traveling. Tell us about that experience.
The cruise experience or just traveling in general or both?
The cruise experience you had a couple weeks ago.
It was fun. You know, here it was like 9 degrees, like extremely cold. And there it was between 60 and 70, but it was raining the whole time and windy. So that sure beats 9 degrees, one. The ship was extremely nice. It was very well laid out. The beds were kind of weird because there were like two cots in a right angle situation. It wasn't like side by side. It was like an L. So, but anyways, the food was delicious. The talent was mediocre. I think Richard Branson needs to step his game up with talent because I can sing better than some of the people and I can't sing. I can dance better than some of the people. I used to be able to dance. I can't dance now, but yeah, but overall, I give him about a 7 out of 10. I get a solid 7.
That's a pretty high score. Now, how often do you travel per year?
I try to make it a point to go at least somewhere twice a year, even if it's just a weekend getaway. Last year, I traveled a lot because it was either going to move to Florida or move to Colorado, and I ultimately chose Colorado.
Yes, which... In future episodes, we'll love to hear your Colorado story.
Yes, I'll be happy to tell you my Colorado experience.
Yeah, exactly. So that should be quite interesting. Well, there you have it, our 2023 goals and resolutions. I had a little bit more than Colin. I might be more ambitious. I don't know that if that's what it means. But if you have any goals throughout the show that you didn't write down, but maybe add on to it, or
my only goal is to add this to our show. We got it with a bang, you know what I mean? So
Colin is in charge of the sound effects, so I don't have no access to sound effects.
It's okay, I got you. So, and just in case you cuss, we can. It out. It
exactly. Or also in this podcast, just to keep you guys in tune and loop, we'll have future guests, not yes, frequently, but we'll have them occasionally. Mm-hmm. And we'll definitely have that. Yeah. And I'm not the only, you know, podcast minded. Colin has done his research. He got some equipment. So I'm not the only podcast expert here, but I do know how to host. I may be, you know, I'm kidding.
He's an excellent host. That's why I'm here.
There you go. So, Colin, what is the best way for people to reach you online so they can add you or follow you?
I think my Instagram at callin11 is the best way to get a hold of me.
Instagram is. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Sleon, SLEON. I do a lot of tech stuff on those feeds. I don't do much sports, believe it or not. Even though I'm a sportscaster, I don't post too much sports unless, like, Pelé dies. I post something on my Instagram.
Yeah.
But anyways, first episode of Sleon and Kirk. We'll be back next week, same time. Might be Thursday or Friday. It doesn't matter. Either way, it's going to be recorded. And you can follow us there. And any closing words before we head off on this beautiful weekend?
That's it. Everyone just stay tuned in. We're going to change the topic each week. We're going to make, and that's going to be our home base once a month. I'm just kind of reiterating what he said. Once a month, we're going to bring in somebody new. Who knows? We may bring in two or three people. We got capabilities. I'm just kidding.
We do. You just never know. It could be a little bit impromptu, but it could be very interesting. Anyways. Yeah.
We're going to show Charleston White how to make. If Charleston White can make money, then we can make money from this. And do your research on Charleston White, folks. So, and you'll say he's a funny guy. Funny guy.
I'll definitely check this out. Anyways, Colin Kirk, I appreciate you coming on. I am Santiago Leon, and I'll see you guys next time.
Peace.